today's VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Ukraine is still ready to continue negotiations with Moscow, which have stalled since the discovery of atrocities in Bucha and other areas near Kyiv, the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said. He said, quote, "We are ready to fight and to look in parallel to end this war through diplomacy." End quote. He's speaking at a press conference with the Austrian chancellor. More than 4.4 million Ukrainian refugees have fled their country since Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered an invasion February 24th, the UN Refugee Agency says. 90% of them are women and children, as the Ukrainian authorities do not allow men of military age to leave. Evacuations resumed from the town in eastern Ukraine, where a missile strike killed 52 people at a railway station as civilians fled a feared Russian offensive. U.S. President Joe Biden accused Russia of being behind the attack, calling it, quote, "a horrific atrocity," end quote, while France's foreign minister deemed it a, quote, "crime against humanity," end quote. Addressing the European Union's global pledging event Stand Up for Ukraine, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says she has visited the town where there is little doubt Russia committed appalling atrocities on civilians.
I was yesterday in Kyiv, and I visited Bucha, and there are no words for the horror I've seen in Bucha, the ugly face of Putin's army terrorizing people.
Meantime, the EU is to discuss its support for war crime probes in Ukraine in meetings over the next 2 days with the International Criminal Court's chief prosecutor. This is VOA News. France gears up for a general election Sunday, with polls indicating the gap is narrowing between the two main contestants. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
Tourists enjoy a visit to one of Paris's top attractions, the Eiffel Tower, as officials and municipal workers prepare for the key national vote. President Emmanuel Macron says he has no fear of losing, despite far-right rival Marine Le Pen's narrowing the gap in opinion polls days before the first round vote. Suspense is the watchword in Sunday's voting. A predicted low turnout could help decide the race. Macron, a centrist, says he has the spirit of conquest rather than the spirit of defeat, while Le Pen has consistently placed second behind Macron in polls. But that now could be changing. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Here are some of the other stories making headlines around the world today. In Sri Lanka, tens of thousands pour into Colombo in one of the biggest demonstrations the South Asian country has seen in years, demanding the resignation of the president over the island's worsening economic crisis. Hong Kong's former number two official, John Lee, Saturday formally declared his candidacy for the upcoming leadership election, entering the race for a chief executive viewed by many as Beijing's preferred candidate. Lee said at an online news conference that he would stand for the election on May 8th after the Chinese government approved his resignation, which he submitted last week as the city's chief secretary for administration. China is battling its biggest spike in coronavirus cases since the start of the pandemic, with millions under lockdown, makeshift hospitals being built, and the health system feeling the pressure. India will offer booster doses of COVID-19 vaccine to all adults starting Sunday, although free third doses will be limited to frontline workers and those older than 60 who get them at government centers. Moderna said it was recalling nearly 765,000 doses of its COVID-19 vaccine in Europe that were made by its contract manufacturer, Rovi, after a vial was found contaminated by a foreign body. No safety issues have been identified, Moderna said, about the lots that were distributed in Norway, Poland, Portugal, Spain, and Sweden in January. And recapping our top story, Ukraine is still ready to continue negotiations with Moscow, which have stalled since the discovery of atrocities in Bucha and other areas near Kyiv, the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said. More than 4.4 million Ukrainian refugees have fled their country since Russia invaded February 24th. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.